Our scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Almost started singing, but I decided we better not. We've all got tickles in our throats today, don't we? Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. That's about as far as I got. There is something about songs that help us hear and remember these stories. That was perfect. Word for word, basically, what we just read in the scriptures. These songs are so wonderful in the ways in which they transmit our scriptures and our faith to our young people. But we're not young people anymore. I hope I don't have to tell you that or remind you of that. We're a little bit older, so it's our job to read these scriptures and dig a little deeper and try to find some deeper meaning to them. For the children, the song, it is a great understanding of Zacchaeus answering Jesus's call. Jesus says, "Come on down from this tree, I'm going to your house," and Zacchaeus does it. That's good. That's what we want our children to do. Follow Jesus when Jesus calls to go and follow. But for us as adults who have lived a little bit more life, there's other things that we can learn from this story. So let's look back at it. This is the third time that Jesus has talked to a tax collector in the Gospel of Luke. The first was a fellow named Levi. Levi's actually at work. Jesus shows up to where he's working. He goes over to the table where Levi is sitting, and he says, "Come and follow me." And Levi, like Zacchaeus, does. He gets up, leaves everything, and follows Jesus. Guess what everybody watching says? They start grumbling. "Oh, this guy." Because not only does Levi go and follow him, Levi throws a banquet at his house. And who does Levi have as friends but a bunch of other tax collectors? So Jesus goes, not only calling this tax collector to be a follower of him, he goes to his party that very night, and all the people grumble. They grumble and grumble. Here is a guy that's going to eat with tax collectors and sinners. This is back in chapter 5 at the very beginning. Jesus has been a real one since the very beginning, seeking out these tax collectors. And Jesus answers those grumblings then with those famous words, "The healthy do not seek out the doctor. I've come not for the righteous, but for those in need of salvation." From the very beginning, Jesus seeks out these folks. Another time, the same thing, Jesus encounters a tax collector, and once again, the grumbling from the people around. Now this time, Jesus is entering Jericho. This will be the last stop before Jesus gets to Jerusalem, and if you'll remember back, the second half of Luke is all about Jesus heading to Jerusalem. from the middle part of Luke, Jesus sets his face to Jerusalem, and everything is a march to Jerusalem. And of course, in Jerusalem, Jesus encounters the cross and his death and resurrection. This is that final stop, the last person that Jesus interacts with before he gets to Jerusalem. It's this tax collector. Now, by this point, Jesus has already sort of gotten this superstar status. Coming into Jerusalem, there's a blind beggar who calls out to Jesus, "Jesus, have mercy on me and heal me." And Jesus does. And once again, there's this grumbling and this upsettingness from the crowd. And so as Jesus enters Jericho, we understand that Zacchaeus has probably heard all of these things. There is a person who seems to be important. So Jesus seeks him. So Zacchaeus seeks him out. He was trying to see who Jesus was. This is our first important thing to gather from this story. Zacchaeus is seeking Jesus. It is Zacchaeus who runs ahead to try to find and see this Jesus. Zacchaeus puts himself in the tree. When was the last time you climbed a tree? Do you remember? I'm not a doctor, but I feel like your doctors would say, don't climb trees anymore. Right? It's not the fall that gets you, it's the sudden stop at the end, right? Y'all are probably past the tree climbing age. I'm getting there. Climbing a tree is a whole thing. Zacchaeus seeks this Jesus out. He puts himself in a place to meet Jesus. He goes and climbs a tree. Now, the story tells us why he's short in stature. He's a tax collector. He's rich. We've talked in the past of what that meant. Zacchaeus, as that chief tax collector, is not anybody's biggest fan. People don't love Zacchaeus. He's rich because he has taken their money. As a tax collector, he, of course, would have had a set amount that he had to gather for the Romans, and then anything else on top of that is what he kept. So as a rich man, as a chief tax collector, we are to understand that he is rich because he has defrauded these people. He's taken more than what was required of him because he could. He used his privilege and his power to put others down and to enrich himself. And so he's not very well liked. So perhaps when the scripture says he could not see Jesus because he was short in stature, he might have been a little fella. Or his short stature might also have been more of the hatred that the crowd felt for him. Or that metaphorical short in stature. We're not going to let him in because we don't like him. He does not get to be a part of Jesus and this movement and this man. But that does not stop Zacchaeus. He is seeking, he is looking to see who Jesus is, and so he runs ahead. He gets in front of that crowd and he climbs that tree knowing that Jesus is going to go that way. He puts himself in Jesus' path. Now, of course, the important thing also to remember is that salvation comes from Jesus alone. We do not earn our salvation. There's nothing that we do to cross off those boxes to be good enough to be saved. Zacchaeus isn't saved because he's seeking Jesus. But it's important for him to put himself in that place. And when Jesus walks by, he sees Zacchaeus. I love just this dramatic image of Jesus walking by, and there's a whole crowd of people, and it's this superstar red carpet walk through the town, and all of a sudden he stops, looks up in a tree, and there is Zacchaeus. He says, "Come on down from there. I'm eating at your house today." All right. Again, Zacchaeus does what he needs to do. He scurries down like a little squirrel. All right. I'm ready. I wasn't planning on hosting anybody today, but because you need to come and eat and stay at my house, we'll make sure that it happens. Again, Zacchaeus does what he needs to do to be ready. He goes in front of that crowd. He climbs that tree. And when Jesus calls upon him, he hurries down and welcomes Jesus in. He accepts the invitation. But then the grumbling starts. All who saw it began to grumble. And we've talked in the past about this parallel between the Pharisees and the scribes and all the grumbling that they do and the grumbling that the Israelites do to Moses. Moses is leading the people out of slavery, out of captivity from Egypt, and he's bringing them this manna, water, quail. Moses and the Lord are providing for the people, and yet they continue to grumble. The people that should understand the blessings that come from God are the loudest grumblers. These scribes and these Pharisees begin to grumble. And in Sunday school, we kind of talked about Zacchaeus' reaction. It's in the face of that grumbling, I think, that Zacchaeus makes this decision and this proclamation. I'm going to give away half of my possessions. And if I have defrauded anyone, I will pay back four times as much. Again, Zacchaeus does what he needs to do to be in a position to receive that salvation. At the beginning of this story, it almost sounded like Zacchaeus wasn't quite sure who Jesus was. He's going just to see who it is. I've heard about him. Let's see who it is. I almost imagine somebody going to the blue and white scrimmage game. I've heard about these kids. I've heard they're good at basketball. Let's go and see for myself how good they are. Jesus wandering through this town and Zacchaeus just going to see who he is. And yet, when he gets in front of Jesus, Zacchaeus makes the right decision. Half of my possessions I'll give away. If I've defrauded anyone, I'll pay it back four times as much. Not only is Zacchaeus familiar with who Jesus is, but he's apparently familiar with the scriptures because that's the perfect response. In Exodus and Leviticus, what you're supposed to give back, having stolen or taken from other people, is four or five times in return. Zacchaeus knows his scripture. He's familiar with Jesus giving his possessions, and he's familiar with those scriptures to pay back four times what he has stolen. Zacchaeus does what he needs to do. And then, again, it is Jesus who offers that salvation. Today, Jesus says, salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. For all of Zacchaeus's shortcomings, for all of the harm that he's done in the past, he has done what he needed to do, and salvation is his, and it belongs in his house as well. And then once again, Jesus reminds those who are grumbling that the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. Not those who were already good and well taken care of, but those sinners and those tax collectors and those that were looked down upon is who Jesus is there to seek out and to save. So what on top of this song for the kids can we understand? Yes, answer Jesus' call. But it's important for us to be ready, to set ourselves in the path of Jesus. We can never forget, it should be our foundational faith and understanding that salvation comes from Jesus alone. From Christ alone is our salvation, but we do have a responsibility to put ourselves in the path of Jesus. Where does Jesus go? To the sinners, to the unwanted, to the folks that we might grumble about. Jesus goes and seeks them out. We ought to put ourselves in Jesus' path, to offer ourselves in those places. Zacchaeus answers that call. He hurries down from that tree. This is the part the kids, we got straightened out with them. Let's be ready. But Zacchaeus also knows what he's called to do. He gives freely of his possessions. He offers to pay back four times as much. Now, one of the first questions that we asked in Sunday school was one of the first questions that I had when I read the scripture in preparation. Did he really do it? He talked a big game. He said he would. He promised he would. But did he really? And I got to wondering, with all of our politics and everything, all of our politicians make big promises when they're going to get elected, don't they? Biden promised that I wouldn't have student loans right now, and I still do. Trump promised a lot of stuff that hasn't happened. They all make these promises. And then for whatever reason, whether the realities of Congress or whether they're whatever, doesn't seem to happen. Zacchaeus has talked a big game. This is a big, bold promise. Sounds like a campaigning ad, doesn't it? But does he really? And I think Jesus' response to him is the answer. In the face of Jesus, those promises hold weight. Jesus believed him. Jesus understood that whether or not it had already happened or whether it was going to happen, that it was going to happen. That Zacchaeus was going to keep his word. Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house. All throughout Scripture, when Jesus is talking, there is an immediacy. Today salvation has come to this house. On the cross, Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. Zacchaeus also mirrors and mimics that. Today I give four times back. It's not a promise. I will give back if I have. I do it now. I pay back four times as much. So in our responses to Jesus, they should be immediate. I'll get around to it tomorrow. Bring food then. Make a donation then. Go clean up and help that family tomorrow. No, Jesus' responses are expected to be immediate. Today, I give this back. Today, that salvation has come. In Jesus' death and his resurrection, the world changed. How many times have I said it? The world turned upside down. Our expectations different. That happened. And we still live in this world with those weird expectations. In the story of Zacchaeus, we're reminded to go where Jesus is headed, to get in front of him, to be ready, put ourselves in his path, to answer immediately, to go and follow him, to meet Jesus where he is, and then go from there right then, sharing and blessing and being for others as Jesus would have us to be. As simple as the song is, the meaning is deeper. The songs help. They're a good start. But let's dig and live deeper. Amen.